Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the pre-launch.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
How to do it right with or without the hype. This even rhymes. I didn't realize this when I was writing this down. But what I essentially want to quickly talk to you about is like the kind of best practices of how companies and startups are launching their products. We had an episode where we talked about how to do the launch right, and you recently launched a pretty significant and very successful product. But what I want to talk about today a little bit is like, what do you do before the launch? Back in the day, companies would invest all this time to do like a really big bang launch, I'll call it, where, you know, they had the product and the marketing and the PR and everything all happen at once in one big day. We then learned that that's a bad idea for various reasons. The biggest being that you need to disconnect and understand that, you know, launching the product or feature and testing it and giving it in the hands of your users and customers and learning what works and what doesn't and collect feedback about how to talk about it and all that can happen before you do a big PR or marketing push and launch. That has kind of, I think that that's been something that has improved in our industry and in the startup world in the last few years, and like going away from this like big event where startups would spend tons of money and cross their finger that this one day would define them as a startup. We've gone away from it, which is a big improvement. One thing that I'm seeing today, though, more and more again, is like what's the right thing to do pre-launch in terms of limited alpha, limited beta, and then how do you create anticipation? I see some startups now that are much better in like quote-unquote hyping what's upcoming and doing a lot of social media around, hey, we have something coming up next week, a new feature, you guys are going to love it, and just like teasing, and then launching. You know so much about it. You're involved in so many launches and pre-launches and all that, so I want to just do a quick rundown of like what startups should and shouldn't do before the launch.
Yeah, this is such a good topic. It's really important to be conscious of it and understand what you should do before a launch, because it's a different world. I think when we grew up, so to speak, in SaaS, it was much different. There was a lot less products out there. Customers had different sentiment about product and were honestly willing to try new products much, much easier and give you feedback and, you know, talk about your products to other people. The bar was just lower. Now the bar is pretty high on like what they're willing to use, what they're willing to do, whether they're willing to share it with other people. So the pre-launch process is super critical. And, you know, the most high level thing I'll say about this is like, we have many tools available to us, whether it's social media, medium.com, blogging on our own sites, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all these tools that have a tremendous amount of reach and can give us reach even before we launch a product. We are not just relying on our own website and advertising in order to get people to get excited about our product or use it early or sign up for it early. And then on top of that, we have Product Hunt's ship feature, which has this specific feature inside of it called Upcoming, where you can basically put your product on there and get a lot of early access users from their community, which are actually product people for the most part and people who are really interested in products that will give you feedback early. And that's the kind of feedback you want. You want the feedback from those people so you can essentially make your product good, create that feeling of early, you know, of feeling like people have an exclusive access to it, because they do. It's early. You haven't launched yet. And they'll give you feedback, and you create those kind of early evangelists that are so critical to your kind of early stages and later stages of a product, so you can get feedback and learn from them. And so to me, what I do is I share early and often with a small group of people. Small could be tens of people. Small could be thousands of people, depending on the type of product.
I love that. So, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, when we talk about the pre-launch phase, you know, in customer development, I think a lot of the assumption and a lot of the focus goes into product feedback and usage and bugs and, you know, analytics on like how people use the product, how do they use certain features and what they understand and don't understand and what kind of value it creates for them or not. There's a lot less discussion and focus on the marketing side of it, doing customer development, talking to your users to understand how they think about it, what they truly value, what language they use to express their experience with your early product, right? And like use those early interactions to inform your marketing and sales team, basically the customer acquisition side of things, on how to talk and market the product once you're doing the launch, right?
You know, that's so much, that's so important. What we tend to do when we do these pre-launch things is learn about the value, learn about the value proposition, learn about the words people use to describe the product, people's expectations of the product. So it is actually, you're totally right. Like I would say that only about 50% of the work is product iteration, product improvement. And the other 50% tends to be understanding people's expectations of the product. Well, what do they expect? What do they want? What do they need? What are their problems? What are the most important things for us to actually focus on as a product team or just a team in general? And then being able to get down to value propositions. So in our case, like we tested dozens of versions of our homepage before we launched. We used the users we had as well as user testers to go figure that out. Why? We weren't doing any marketing. Well, that's the first entry point to a website. When we put it on Product Hunt or get press or whatever way we're going to do marketing, people need to hit our homepage and our landing pages and they need to understand what we do. They need to understand it so well that they want it and they want to sign up and continue, right? And those things don't happen in a void. You need feedback to nail that stuff. We wanted to nail that. In fact, a lot of that was more important to us than nailing the product.
I love that. And it's so crucial. I think it's overlooked. On the marketing side of things, I think sometimes marketing teams and sales teams, they tend to be kind of getting their information from the product or engineering team on like what the pre-launch phase is and how the limited alpha or beta is going and what users are saying or how successful, unsuccessful things are and what needs to be worked on. But they're not right in the midst of it, soaking things up, trying things, testing things so that when it's launch day, they know they're going to hit the nail on the head. They know they're going to hit the target because they've had the chance to iterate, improve, and test and learn. One thing that I want to round up this quick episode on when it comes to pre-launching is the question of teasing, right? Or hyping or creating buzz, whatever you want to call it. Like, you know, so many SaaS startups I found have gone away from it or have maybe never even done it that well, but that are like, they are publicly launching once they've done all the customer development or the research or the limited internal testing. And then they're like at some point ready to announce and to promote and market. But not many are teasing or creating, actively trying to create anticipation for it for people that have not yet used or seen or heard about the product. But I do see now more than ever in the last year or so, a few startups, even more established startups that are really good at the marketing side of things that are doing they're investing a lot in this, what I would call teasing, in the teasing part of the pre-launch phase. I'm curious if you've seen the same thing, what your thoughts are. Is this good? Is this bad? How do you do this well? How should startup think about creating buzz, anticipation, or teasing something before they're opening it up to the world?
I think teasing is important. You get to tell a story. You get to tell your story. I don't think it's important until you actually know what problem you're trying to solve, and what category you're going after, what type of people you want to attract. So I would spend a lot more time doing that privately, unless you need to go public a little bit to help you figure that out. But the second you figure that out, the teasing is super important. It's super important to get people to understand you exist and you're solving this problem and what your journey is. The journey aspect of a business, a startup, is super important. It's super important for people to resonate with your story. It's super important for you to tell a story. Even like your marketing site tells a story whether you believe it or not, right? Whether you think of it that way or not. So teasing to me is all about story. And it's all about starting that narrative early and making sure people are resonating with it and testing it by writing. So I love that. I think that it's definitely something that's honestly, it used to happen a long time ago. I remember this company, Meebo. They were a chat tool that allowed you to chat across many different platforms with one tool. Google ended up buying it many years later. But that team would blog a lot from like the earliest days to help people understand what they were all about, what they were doing, why they were doing it, all that stuff. It's so powerful and it was so compelling. Like I became a fan of the company, huge fan. And they were like, I think they are a very prime example of what I would do today and what needs to be done by pretty much everybody.
I love it. All right, that's it from us for the pre-launch mini episode of the Startup Chat today. Make sure if you haven't checked out the How to Launch Your Product episode, make sure to check out that one as well. And until next time, we'll hear you soon.
Later.